This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. It will be the first full budget of the BJP-led NDA government in its third term. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Union Budget to be presented tomorrow will set the direction for the journey of the next 5 years and lay the foundation for fulfilling the dream of Viksit Bharat in 2047. Mr. Modi was addressing the media outside Parliament today. The budget session of Parliament began today. On the first day of the session, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman tabled the Economic Survey 2023-24 in the Lok Sabha. The Economic Survey has projected a real gross domestic product GDP growth of 6.5 to 7% in financial year 2024-25. According to the survey, domestic growth drivers have supported economic growth in financial year 2023-24 despite uncertain global economic performance. The services sector continues to significantly contribute to India's growth, accounting for about 55% of the total size of the economy in financial year 2024. As per the provisional estimates, the services sector is estimated to have grown by 7.6%. The survey highlights that the global trade outlook for 2024 remains positive, with merchandise trade expected to pick up. On the inflation front, the Reserve Bank of India expects headline inflation to be 4.5% in financial year 2025 and 4.1% in 2026, according to the Economic Survey 2023-24, against the global trend of widening fiscal deficit and increasing debt burden, India has remained on the course of fiscal consolidation. It says India's fiscal deficit has been brought down from 6.4% of GDP in financial year 2023 to 5.6% of GDP in fiscal year 2024. It also says that India's fiscal deficit is expected to drop to 4.5% of GDP or lower by the financial year 2026. Addressing a press conference this evening, Chief Economic Advisor to the Government of India, Dr. V. Anant Nageswaran, said there is a momentum of growth in the economy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the economic survey highlights the prevailing strengths of the country's economy and also showcases the outcomes of various reforms brought by the government. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that it also identifies areas for further growth and progress as we move towards building a Viksit Bharat. The Supreme Court today asked IIT Delhi to form an expert panel to give its opinion on the decision of the National Testing Agency NTA to treat two options as the correct answers to a physics question in the NEET UG examination. It asked the expert team to remit its opinion to the Apex Court's registrar by 12 noon tomorrow. The court was hearing a batch of petitions alleging irregularities in the conduct of NEET UG exam. Some of the petitioners questioned the award of grace marks in respect of a contentious physics question, adding that as many as 44 candidates were able to secure full marks on account of the ambiguous question. The matter will be taken up for further hearing tomorrow. Sacred month of Sawan, also known as Shravan, which is considered one of the holiest months in the Hindu calendar and is dedicated to Lord Shiva, commenced today. In the holy month, devotees observe fasting on Mondays known as Saman Sombar to seek blessings and fulfill their wishes. On the first Monday of the Shravan month, temples across the country witnessed huge rush of devotees. In Nepal as well, lakhs of devotees visited the Pashupati temple in Kathmandu Valley. The annual Kavad Yatra for Shravan month also began today. During the Kavad Yatra, a large number of people visit pilgrimage sites such as Haridwar, Gaumukh and Gangotri in Uttarakhand to fetch holy waters of Ganga River. Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh governments have made elaborate arrangements to manage the influx of pilgrims. In Asia Cup Women's T20 cricket, host Sri Lanka defeated Malaysia by 144 runs in a Group B match in Dambulla. Opting to bat after winning the toss, Sri Lanka posted 184 for the loss of 4 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Malaysia were bundled out for mere 40 runs with just one ball to spare. That's the end of this news bulletin.